Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the American Medical Association had published a statement and a report talking about transgender women receiving uteruses. So they're biologically male, transitioning to female, being able to get a uterus transplant to then be able to give birth. And what has sparked controversy is, even though this hasn't been done, you know, to perfection, I don't know if we've had a transgender female give birth with a uterus transplant. We know uterus transplants have worked in cis women. Not sure if it's worked for transgender women because of, and I'll tell you about the process. But what sparked the controversy was they urged that the government takes a role in paying for it, hence taxpayers. So the statement, I always like to review these things because I don't want to take a media's opinion or a slant on it. But in their report, in the AMA Journal of Ethics, they said, we suggest that governments and private insurers rely on similar kinds of guidelines to set out exclusion criteria for these procedures. And they say that even if there are limits on subsidies, the case could be made that no moral obstacle stands in the way for justifying subsidies for uterus transplants for some trans women and trans men, just as there seems to be no fully persuasive argument against gestating a child via uterine transplant. So they are looking at how a transgender female may want to better their mental health, be able to give birth, become a woman, be able to give birth. And private insurers might say, hell no. And part of the reason why the AMA talks about is the price. The price of it, not to mention if some insurances have any other caveats, but in terms of the price, they say the price estimation will run between $100,000 and $300,000. And if there are certain procedures being done, sometimes it's under a research grant, but what happens when you have a community who says, I want to be able to give birth? If science can do it, let me do it. And how that would play out, how a uterus transplant would work in simplistic terms, is there would have to be somebody who donated their uterus. And it could be somebody who is an organ donor. And the person who is biologically male that is now becoming transgender female, their penis would be removed and altered to form a vagina. Then the testicles would be removed, but they would save the sperm, you know, for fertility issues if needed be. The uterus from the deceased or from the donor would then be put in vessels, there would be some anastomosis. They would move the vasculature to help provide blood flow. And then, of course, since the male wouldn't have ovaries to make the hormones, and there would be then hormonal intervention for the pregnancy after they do immunosuppressant drugs, because the body will want to reject the uterus. But uterine transplants have been able to be done as long as you have proper immunosuppression, and it's a lot of work. And then once they feel that the body will not reject the uterus or the developing fetus, the hormones come into play after implantation of an embryo. So very costly. I'm surprised they think $100,000 covers it. When they say $300,000, that's getting closer to it. I think I could even see this go well into the half a mil price. So the question we have as society is, what are taxpayers willing to pay? Now, taxpayers don't really get a lot of choices. You know, I mean, the government says they're paying for our roads, and I keep hitting potholes. You're like, can I, you know, be involved here? Can I ask you guys where to put the money? Many taxpayers have suggested that rather than transgender medical government subsidies, what about pediatric cancer? What about pediatric blindness? What about pediatric poverty? What about, you know, and so I don't think Americans have a concept of the money and how it's spent. Because it looks like we have funding for Ukraine, we have funding for Medicare, we have funding for migrants. I mean, it looks like that anytime we need funding for Maui, thank God the government has the money. But when it comes to our medical care, and we're being told that there are cuts, that there are things that we can't afford, that choices are going to have to be made, individuals are going to start to question, well, when do we start to prioritize? Now, if somebody, let's say, wants to have vaginoplasty as a cosmetic issue because they don't like their vagina and it bothers them, it does insurance always pay for that, or do they have to go and pay cash for cosmetic surgery? So people ask, when is transformative medical care cosmetic, or is it medical? I see it as medical, but it's expensive medical. And so what responsibility does society have on spending? Now, when we heard that jails would offer transitional care and pay for it, the transitioning was so rare, far and few between, it didn't make headlines. Now that we are opening people's minds to, look, you don't have to be in the body you're in if you don't want to be, and you have gender dysphoria, you could change, you could become a woman. Well, if I could become a woman, can I breastfeed? And now they're doing hormones, making male breast tissue lactational. And people are going to say, well, I'll carry a baby too. I want to experience what my mom experienced. So as there's demand, there's going to be a need for supply. Just what are taxpayers willing to pay for? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So some updates with Maui. The death toll has risen now to 111 people, including children, that were killed in last week's catastrophe when a fire broke out. Multiple wildfires broke out and consumed West Maui, Lahaina, on August 8th. They say they are expecting, unfortunately, to find more bodies. I believe over 1,000 are still missing, according to Hawaii Governor Josh Green. And so crews are still scouring the debris of 2,000 burnt homes. This is going to still continue in the coming days. The cause of the fire still has not been determined. Hawaiian Electric has been facing scrutiny. They are the major power company in Maui for not shutting down power lines when the high winds created dangerous fire conditions. Apparently, according to CNN, a company that runs a sensor network on Maui said it detected major utility grid faults hours before the fires started. Now, Hawaiian Electric said back in 2019 it would conduct drone surveys to identify areas vulnerable to wildfires to determine how to keep residents safe and infrastructure safe. They said, according to CNN, between 2019 and 2022, Hawaiian Electric invested less than $245,000 on wildfire-specific projects, citing regulatory filings. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Hawaiian Electric, they said, also didn't seek state approval to raise rates to pay for safety improvements until 2022, and the rate hike has yet to be approved. So, I get that, you know, people want somebody to answer for what happened, and if, you know, this catastrophe could have been avoided, we want to learn from it and make sure that other areas don't make the same mistakes. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens in terms of, you know, these. I happen to think that, you know, there are natural disasters that sadly happen, and we could have a very populous area and a beautiful area consumed by a natural disaster at any time. But I also do believe that there are mitigation issues that need to be entertained and investigated. So when they say Hawaiian Electric invested less than $245,000, Hawaiian Electric could say, look, we put $245,000 into research and this, we did this and this, but we could not handle what Hurricane Dora did. And now, when we saw pictures of downed power lines before the fire, there was video imagery of how bad the storm was and what the winds were doing. And then, you know, did the fire come from a power line? Did the fire come from lightning? Did somebody have a campfire that because of the high wind, they lost control? So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. They say that the fires are still raging. The Lahaina fire, still burning, is 89% contained as of last night. But several other wildfires are still burning. There's a 1,081-acre Olinda fire. That's about 85% contained. There is the 202-acre Kula fire, which is about 80% contained. And Maui County Fire Chief Brad Ventura said, we are spread thin. We were at multiple locations throughout the island. If something should come, we're ready for it. Of course, there's been some concerns about the sirens. Hawaii has one of the largest siren warning systems, we're being told, in the world because of their potential and risk for hurricanes and storms. However, 80 alarms on Maui were silent, they said. So the sirens are primarily used for tsunami warnings. And residents say if they would have heard the alarms, they would have left their homes, maybe moved to the mountains. You know, some say that if the alarms had sounded, some individuals might not have realized it was a fire, gone to the mountains where the fire was burning. So there's now a lot of back and forth on if the alarms would have helped. I do like the idea of people being notified, because when you kind of shut everything down and you're watching Netflix, you might not be able to, you might not even realize your cell phone is down to get alerts. And we believe that cell phones, the cell phone towers were down just like power, which would then explain why Netflix might not have been able to be played. But Biden's going to be there with Jill. I do not fault them for waiting until now. The last thing anybody needs is to be dealing with photo shoots, and so waiting until first responders say, we are ready to have you here. Personally, if I was president or vice president or first lady, I would be like, let me suit up and help. What could I do? Let me help you scour. Let me be there helping you guys 24/7. But I get that it's going to be more of a visit and maybe visiting the shelters and uplifting people's spirits. Authorities are still asking for DNA samples to identify victims. 38% of the burn zone has been searched as of yesterday. So we might be in the 40s right now, but still they have a long way to go. Because of ashes and the fire, they're having some trouble identifying some of the victims. And so they could do so by DNA. So they're asking for family to submit DNA. Interestingly, we're being told that firefighters, while their homes were burning, were at work, working to battle the blazes. and at least 25 of their firefighters lost. And I think all of these firefighters and first responders need to be given medals for what they did. You know, I mean, putting their lives on the line to help others. In fact, there was, I think, a family that was floating in the water. And it's interesting, it was a Hawaiian man who helped a California family of seven survive. He led them to the sea and had them, showed them how to float. And they were there for about 2 hours floating until they could be saved. But Juby Bedoya from Lahaina said he was running towards the ocean when he saw the parents and their five children, and apparently they're from Fresno. As the fire got closer, there was a family. And he saw the five kids. So the dad gave him the two-year-old. And from that time, he gave to me, I had that son in my arms, clinging to my neck. So he went into the water with him. 2 to 3 hours in the water. And he held the little one. It almost looks like there's a bride in there. But I don't know if they were there for a wedding. Now, all eight of them, the seven family members as well as the rescuer, were rescued by the Coast Guard. But, you know, many people would not think to save themselves in the ocean. And again, you could become hypothermic. It's a risky decision, but it did offer a place of refuge. So now we're starting to move some of the conversation to cost. Money has to be sent to Maui. There are multiple charities, multiple groups, churches, temples, mosques asking for help to help. And insured property losses, we believe, have already toppled $3 billion. Now, experts are suggesting that this is going to now push up premiums for homeowners everywhere. So those companies who have to insure and help Maui residents rebuild are going to need to recoup the money they're putting into building these homes, providing, you know, because when you lose a home to a fire, when we did, they provide money for food, they provide money for a hotel, they provide expense covering to not only rebuild your house, but everything you lost in your house. So that is hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, per individual. And so they're going to need to then recoup from us. That is obviously, you know, concerning individuals, but that's how insurance works. And so, you know, people have been debating on money going to Ukraine instead of money going to Maui. Money is going to Maui. I think, again, you know, maybe we need to have a very honest talk about what exactly money we have, where it comes from, when do they print, how that affects us. But when people start to question, all right, well, maybe we need to cut funding here, cut funding here, cut funding here, ship it to Maui. You never really hear the government say that. They say, okay, we're going to send money here, send money here, send money here. But then all of a sudden we hear something else, like, well, we're going to have to raise taxes or we're going to have to do this. I think it's time that we have an honest, a very honest discussion. And, you know, taxpayers need to know, you know, where the tax dollars are going. Because if anybody says, oh, we don't have enough to give to Maui residents, my question is, why the hell not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members who indicted former President Trump this week have been posted online. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted that posting on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric and said names and photos of the grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. A new video shows former Trump advisor Roger Stone apparently plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. There's been no evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 election. The death toll from the Maui wildfire now up to 111. Hawaii officials say only 38% of the burn zone had been searched as of yesterday afternoon. Corey Myers, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I believe it was earlier this week, if not last week, where employees inside the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building in San Francisco were told to maybe sit the week out or stay home because of rising crime. Actually, we're being told it was for the foreseeable future. So officials at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services advised hundreds of federal employees to work from home indefinitely rather than risk commuting to the downtown tower. Apparently, this has become, according to New York Post, a hot spot for street drug deals in recent months. So HHS Assistant Secretary for Administration Cheryl Campbell said, in light of the conditions of the federal building, we recommend employees maximize the use of telework for the foreseeable future. Campbell also wrote that the recommendation should be extended to building employees who do not currently use work-from-home options. So the memo was addressed to HHS regional leaders. I'm not sure if other federal agencies also were included. But it's an 18-story tower on the corner of 7th and Mission Streets. It also houses the office of former House Speaker Pelosi, who is still in Congress. It also houses the U.S. Department of Labor and the U.S. Department of Transportation. Now, Pelosi has, I think, 5 employees. We're being told that we don't know yet if they've also been urged to work from home. They might already be. But the Congresswoman says she is working with local and federal law enforcement to help keep her staff safe. Now, they say Pelosi did raise concerns about building tenant safety during a meeting last week with the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of California. So spokesperson said the safety of workers in our federal buildings has always been a priority for Speaker Emerita Pelosi, whether in the building or on their commutes. Now, they say federal, state, and local law enforcement in coordination with public health officials and stakeholders are working hard to address the acute crisis of fentanyl trafficking and related violence in certain areas of the city. The memo barely was issued same day as President Biden called on his cabinet to aggressively execute plans for federal employees to return to their offices after working remotely since COVID-19 pandemic first began. So San Francisco has had a lot of issues. Abandoned shops, I think malls have closed, or many of the stores within malls have closed. Drug use, public defecation, urination, homeless encampments. And I guess some people are calling San Francisco the promised land of milk and fentanyl. And then Saks off Fifth, Cocoa Republic, Whole Foods, I think, are some of the retailers who have left. So there's a few things that I find very, very concerning. Number one is that in America, we pay a lot of taxes. And we pay taxes for public safety. And we rely on law enforcement. We need to fund law enforcement. We need to give law enforcement what they need. And with the back and forth of defunding the police and we're over-arresting people, and if somebody steals bread, it's because they're hungry, so let them feed their family and just let insurance handle it, although I can't explain the big TV sets getting stolen. There's a duty that America has to give you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and safety so you can work and feed your family. And so when we have a government, what made this such a big headline is the government admitted that the crime is so bad that they cannot guarantee the safety of their workers. That's a country poorly run. If I was CEO of a company and I was told that my staff cannot feel safe coming into work, being at work. Okay, that's on me. I have to provide a safe environment for my staff. If I am in, obviously, an area where they don't feel safe, then yes, I do have to find options. But I'm only CEO of my company. I'm not CEO of the country. Biden is CEO of the country. Newsom is CEO of California. You have people whose job is to make sure the area is safe. And they have now admitted publicly that they're failing at that. When they say, look, guys, you need to work for the government, but we cannot vouch for your safety. And this is on American soil. I get when they say, look, okay, you know, maybe we need to evacuate you because, you know, you're in China or Russia right now and we can't guarantee your safety. You're on foreign soil. This is our soil. This is 1,000% American, unless somebody else has bought the property up and doesn't let our National Guard or our military come in. If we can't let our workers work, then we're failing. And if the government is admitting that federal employees need to protect themselves. What about everybody else? You know, thank you for taking care of the federal employees. I want people protected, but what about the non-federal employees? So we have some big issues to solve. And I get, you know, there's been, I understand how the pendulum could swing back and forth, and nobody wants there to be people incarcerated for crimes of medical issues as opposed to, legal or criminal issues. But we have a multitude of crimes happening in multiple areas. California definitely hit. I mean, California has been hit with, you know, retail fraud, New York as well. But these retail stores with these mobs that come in, grab things and then leave. There's, you know, somebody has to do something. And we're paying a crap load of taxes for that. I get Janet Yellen dealing with the Treasury. She's trying mushrooms in China. Nice. Right, with her very fancy meal. You know, Biden was on the beach. Now he's going to Maui, so that's good. You know, he's working. But when your government, when your workers can't go to work, you know, and we have found, I know some studies say, oh, the productivity is fantastic at home. I am productive at home, so I do believe some of those studies, but I also know what a lot of my friends are doing, and they are goofing off when they're on the clock. And so I do think that there are productivity issues, and some studies have also proven that productivity does go down when you got your kids at home and you got Netflix and you have, you know, access to your phone and nobody is looking over your shoulder. And I also don't want double dipping. I don't want to be paying for a federal worker to get two salaries by being able to work two different jobs while on the clock for one. So if our federal employees can't go to work, I mean, and look at some of the things we've been dealing with, where you know, what's going on with our transportation department, what's going on with the airlines, what's going on with the software. We have a lot of questions of what's happening. And we hear, well, we need more staff. Where's your staff? Well, they're working from home. Not to mention the rent on these buildings. How much have we as taxpayers paid for this Nancy Pelosi federal building? So my recommendation is I agree, keep everybody safe, but can you do your flipping job? Once you admit that your workers can't go to work safely, and you can't guarantee their safety, then you should have days before already brought in the military or whomever to protect your workers and to protect the taxpayers and your American citizens who's working next to them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline is making people a little nervous. When we hear that dengue, or some people call it dengue fever, is spreading. You can pronounce it, I think, both ways. I learned it as dengue. And then when I heard doctors call it dengue, and when I had called a dengue, they go, no, it's dengue. I'm like, you know what? Fine, whatever. dengue, it's a virus, the D virus. And we are being told that Florida counties have had an uptick in cases. Dengue, or dengue, comes from mosquitoes. Just like malaria, just like Zika, just like West Nile. We're hearing a little bit more headlines with this. So Florida health officials have now placed Broward County under a mosquito-borne illness alert as they are finding dengue viruses. You know, I'm going to say dengue, okay? Cases spread. Broward County has Fort Lauderdale. It joins Miami-Dade County as the illness is spreading, because I think Miami-Dade has also been on alert. The Florida Department of Health has reported two cases of locally acquired dengue in Broward County during the July 30th, August to August 5th arbovirus surveillance report. There have been 10 cases of locally acquired dengue reported in the Sunshine State this year, most in Miami-Dade. The majority of the 10, however, were reported in July. They confirmed these by PCR, polymerase chain reaction, and serotyping it to know. And in 2022, there were only two cases. So for there to be 10 starts to make people a little nervous. There were nearly 200 cases this year reported in individuals in Florida, but those were with a history of travel to a dengue endemic area a couple weeks before they started feeling sick. These 10 cases, we believe, were endemic, meaning happened here, meaning a mosquito with it was in our U.S. territory. The department noted that 10 of those cases were reported in non-Florida residents. One did meet the criteria for severe dengue, which means somebody who might be traveled or maybe a visitor from another state. So infected travelers can bring the virus back where these mosquito-vectored viruses cause a lot of concern. Is if you have a Florida mosquito buzzing around, bzz, I know that sounds like a bee, but mosquitoes do make a bzz sound. And a Florida mosquito goes, you know what, I want to jump on this person, I want my eats. Jump on this person who's traveling there, ready to party it up, Fort Lauderdale, decides to feed, can get whatever that person has. Then when the mosquito goes, I'm done with this person, now let me go get dessert, let me jump on this person. The mosquitoes have a suck-blow mechanism where they blow a little anesthetic into you so you don't feel them on you, which is why you never notice a mosquito bite until after it happens. So you have an anesthetic, which works pretty quickly. I'd like to find out. We should really study that anesthetic because, damn, if it lands on you, it immediately injects it and you don't even feel it. That's some fast working stuff. Lidocaine takes a little while sometimes, so I think we need to study that. But then when they feed on somebody else, when they blow in that anesthetic before they suck up the next meal, that's where they could pass the disease. That's why this is so frightening. Mosquito-borne diseases could spread like wildfire. Those with greater risk of dengue are people who previously had it, pregnant women, infants, elderly, people with comorbidities. So the CDC says there's already been 225 cases this year. Now, millions of cases occur worldwide, but it's most common in Southeast Asia, the Western Pacific Islands, Latin America, and Africa. So some concern has been brought up is, why are we having some of these diseases because we have a surge of individuals coming into our country? And so if somebody is coming from, let's say, Latin America with dengue, mosquito bites them, travels, or that person travels, and the mosquito there picks it up, now what? I don't think we have a vaccine. Alright, the symptoms of dengue is a fever, high one, headache, muscle, bone, joint pain, nausea, vomiting, pain behind the eyes. So somebody might say, I have a sinus infection, give me antibiotics. Swollen glands, a rash, but that could be dengue fever. Usually the average person recovers in a week. With viruses, many viruses will self-limit. But severe could cause a hemorrhagic fever or a shock syndrome. Your blood vessels become damaged and start to leak. You also form a lot of platelets or clot-forming cells. That could then prevent blood flow in certain areas could lead to shock, internal bleeding, organ failure, and even death. So Mayo Clinic warns us that severe dengue will look like a variety of things, including severe stomach pain, persistent vomiting, bleeding from your gums or nose, blood in the urine, stools, or vomit, bleeding under the skin, which will look like bruising, issues with breathing, fatigue, irritability, and restlessness. So, you know, it's obviously a concern. I don't want, you know, people panicking. I think there's, it's still low in numbers, but we don't really have a specific medication to treat it. Usually what we do is we do symptomatic, we do support. So if you need fluids, we'll give you fluids. If you have pain, we'll, you know, use maybe acetaminophen for that. We'll probably avoid ibuprofen and naproxen because if you could be prone to bleeding, we're not going to want you to bleed more. So we'd probably use more Tylenol and other sorts of pain medications that don't cause you to bleed. Would be hydrating you. About 1 in 20 individuals, according to the CDC, who get dengue will develop severe dengue. The shock, the internal bleeding, it could even kill. I don't think we've had any deaths this year, but, you know, if at all you have any of the warning signs that I told you about, you got to get yourself checked out. Now, how to protect against mosquitoes? Well, that's the key. You know, the reason why I really kind of fear the mosquito vector diseases, you know, with, let's say, you know, others, you could, well, you know, maybe I could stay indoors or I could stay in my own house or I can. The problem is if you're outside and you're in your own space, mosquitoes can be there. So mosquitoes like water. So you got to clean up areas of standing water around your house or home. Get rid of the kiddie pools, dump those out, puddles, buckets. So if you have anything that collected water from the night before, you got to dump it. Wear light, long-sleeve clothing. Okay, mosquitoes want to blend. So if you have this fluorescent green shirt, they're probably not going to want to jump on you. Pants should be tucked into socks and shoes because they'll try to get your ankle. You could use DEET or insect repellent. Spray it onto your clothes when you go outside. And keep in mind that mosquito season or mosquito times when they like to go out and party and have sex is dusk till dawn. So you might be like, I don't see any mosquitoes today, so I'm good. Then it cools down at night. Hey, let's kind of sit down, sit outside and watch. You know, let's sit on the porch. That's when mosquitoes might try and get you. So if you have been bit and you're concerned at all, please get yourself checked out. Contact a medical provider. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
We've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.